A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to the Best of Wednesday. Every Wednesday, you can listen to a second playing of episodes that I especially enjoyed. They go back a few years, but hey, it's history, so they're not outdated. Of course, every Sunday, you can still listen to a new episode, but right now, here's a favorite from the past. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. You've probably heard of the volcanic explosion in 1883 of Krakatoa, over 36,000 people killed in Indonesia. Ash was shot into the atmosphere to a height of 50 miles, and the earthquake it produced was detected around the world. But what about the eruption of Mount Tambora, 67 years earlier in 1815, some 900 miles away, also in Indonesia? I wouldn't be surprised if you never heard of it. Few people know that the Tambora eruption was in fact 10 times more powerful, but in 1815 there was no telegraph, and word of the disaster traveled slowly. 1816 became known as the year without a summer. Tens of thousands of people were to die in Indonesia. Reports go as high as 100,000, some from the direct blast, many more from starvation resulting from the ash cloud killing off crops locally. But now, we live in a time where people are concerned about the consequences of climate change. Well, here, there was a massive climate change, which would result in plunging the world into 3 years of frost-induced gloom and making Mount Tambora the most destructive explosion in 10,000 years. Scientists have attempted to understand this planetary calamity in order to forecast future climate global events. Because of poor communications, no one at the time realized that the widespread famine was a result of that explosion. What had been handed down to us takes the form of regional folklore. In New England, 1816 would be called 1800 and froze to death. Germans called the year the beggar, but at the time, no one could connect the dots as to the cause. The exploding mountain would toss into the atmosphere 12 cubic miles of earth to a height of 25 miles. The finer particles would stay aloft and reflect sunlight back into space, so the earth cooled. The weather in May of 1816 was said to turn backwards, with frost in the summer from New England all the way down to Virginia. In Virginia on July 4th, water was to freeze in wells. Thomas Jefferson was to produce such a poor crop that summer in Monticello that he had to apply for a large loan. Failing crops were to threaten so many farmers that thousands were to leave New England and settle Middle America west of the Ohio River. Indiana and Illinois were to become states in 1816 and 1818 as a result of this flight. In Ireland, it was to rain nonstop for 8 weeks. The potato crop fails and famine takes hold. Europe was to suffer from crop failures in corn and wheat, resulting in the harshest substance crisis in the Western world. What would follow the hunger would be disease. Thousands were to die from typhus. Switzerland was to have a cold and dark year. The result of the general mood was to inspire Lord Byron, vacationing near Lake Geneva with friends. He was to write the poem Darkness. Mary Shelley, also there with Lord Byron, was to claim inspiration from the cold and rainy summer. So she began writing the story, Mary Shelley's writing the story of, say it with me, you know it, Frankenstein. The fable about man's meddling with nature. The tale, written during a period of climate disaster, may have a message for us some 200 years later. Let's hope we can control our climate CO2 monster. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.